kitchen.
Why is that?
I get done that way all over, just my nerves got.
Yeah. How long is that?
I've been that way 2 or 3 years.
Does it ever get any better?
Yeah, it gets better. Just according to getting bothered about anything, anything like that, then it goes working on me, see?
Yeah.
As long as I get mad or bothered, but it don't bother me then.
Yeah.
But I can get mad and I shake all the pieces, just like I don't know what, just have it all over, see?
Mm. This isn't making you nervous, is it?
No. No.
What's that sausage meat you mentioned?
Well, it's bacon ground up.
Uh-huh. Is it the same as that hamburger?
Yeah, about the same thing. It's stuffed in a hog guts, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sausage, but it's ground up just like hamburger meat.
I see.
It's a bit different than just, mm-hmm. It's just ground up.
What if meat had been kept too long? You say that the meat was...
Well, it'd be ruined, I imagine. Spoiled.
Uh-huh. Say if a person had a cow that he wanted killed for meat, and he didn't know how to do it himself, he might carry it to someone.
Well, he'd knock it head and skin it.
Uh-huh.
Cut it up. Whatever, however he wants it cut up.
Who would you call? What would you call that person he'd carry it to?
Well, he'd just be a man that kills stuff that way for people.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right. What would you say about that?
It throws away.
How would you describe it? You'd say that it was...
Spoiled? Ruined?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might have thick, sour milk that you just keep on hand.
Well, you can make bread with sour milk. It's pretty good that way, but that's about the only way.
Uh-huh. What kind of bread?
Biscuit, cornbread, either one.
With sour milk?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you churn it, you'd call it buttermilk.
Yeah, you can churn it and make butter out of it and have the milk, that's buttermilk.
So. Mm-hmm. But if you don't churn it, then it's...
It's just soured milk. So.
Uh-huh. Is there any other name for that? Clabber or thick milk? Or?
Well, if it clabbers, well, it'd be clabber. But if it's just sour milk, well, it's just sour milk.
What do you mean if it clabbers?
Well, that's when it's hard, like you said. Just clabbers like that. See?
You mean it separates, sort of?
Well, yeah, the cream will come up on top of it.
Mm-hmm. And what stays down at the bottom?
Uh-huh.
What's down at the bottom?
Just milk, clabbered milk, and you can churn that now. Have buttermilk out of it.
Is there anything you can make from it?
Not that I know of.
Kind of cheese or anything?
Not that I know of. I never did see none of it.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you do after milking?
Strain your milk.
Okay. And did you ever see anything? It's sort of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and pastry in it.
No, I don't think I have. No, I don't remember.
Uh-huh. Like, you might put down a layer of dough and then a layer of apples or something and...
Well, that'd be a pie.
And, say if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...